Senaratna triumphs in annual graph matching competition. The crowd roars and 80s rock music plays. The Huss Auditorium is filled with students of all grade levels cheer on contestants for the annual 9th grade graph matching competition. Isaac at Senaratna won the graph matching competition, taking the win for his period 2 physics science class. Graph matching is part of the 9th grade curriculum and involves learning how graphs work by walking a graph and seeing how the slope reacts on the screen. Logger Pro, the software used, gives a score based on accuracy. The contest consists of students from each period competing to be their class representatives and then going to the big stage to show their skills. This heated matchup originally contained 7 students in the first round, 4 in the second, and in the finals, 2 remained, Senaratna and Griffin Roy. There were cheers from the crowds from both ninth graders and Physics 9 alums. The student spectators encouraged and upped the contestants' spirits. They gave tips and tricks to the ones on the stage on where to start and how to move. These suggestions led many contestants to better or worse scores. Senaratna, enjoying his triumph, reflected on what led him to this point. Every day, just looking at a graph, understanding it, moving back and forth, Senaratna said while his friend cheered him on after his victory. Senaratna will now receive bragging rights in his picture on the wall next to previous graph matching champions. Paloma Good, a sophomore, had fond memories of the previous year when Marin Overgaard won. Good decided to return during her free X period to watch. "I'm just super hyped to be here," Good said. A fellow freshman, Eliza Bray, attended the competition to support her peers. Both students were excited to be there and enjoyed the energy of the auditorium. Scott Hoven, a Physics 9 teacher and co-founder of the graph matching competition, said, "I love that when a student does a great job matching the graph, the roar comes from the audience is amazing. Going forward, Hoven hopes to open the graph matching contest to the seniors who were unable to participate due to COVID-19 and encourage more students to give their best at the competition."